All right, time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars linebacker Geno Hayes. First of all, how are you?
I'm
a month
great.
Into the season, you linebackers especially, they get banged up.
I'm doing great. Body's feeling well. Mind's well. You know, just still scrapping on victory, getting better.
All right, folks, you know how this works. Five topics, and we'll start with travel. Gus has been talking a lot lately about this journey. We're on this journey. What does that mean?
You know, it's really like, you know, he talks about being on a race up to maturity. And it's more so, you have a lot of young guys, and it's things that we have to learn, and we have to do it at a fast pace. Because in this business, you know, what we deal with, you know, you can't sit and be consistent on the same things day in and day out, even though you're young. So you have to learn how to, you know, do the right things, do the small things, be on the details. And that's pretty much what he's talking about. We have to grow fast.
Does he use the term journey so that it doesn't seem like it has to be that fast? Because he talks all the time about anxiety and guys worrying about things. Is that his way of stretching it out and making it seem like it's not so compact?
Yeah, I think so. You know, but at the same time, you have to think of, you know, when guys in this business, you're grown. And you have to think of it from a grown mentality. And I understand, and a lot of guys do understand what he's saying as far as we have to learn and still be able to do it at a faster pace. Even though we're on that journey, we still have to understand we have to get these things corrected as soon as possible.
All right, next topic is journey. Yours went from Madison County High to the NFL. Through Florida State, Tampa, Chicago, and here you are in Jacksonville. I mean, your own personal journey to where you are right now. Does it seem like it's been a really long road to get here?
You know, it's crazy. I've sat back and talked about this a lot of times with my wife and my moms, and it really didn't sink in until you realize, you know, I'm going on 7 years, you know, and to think about where you started at and where you're at right now. I think it is a long journey, but it went by fast. When you're a rookie year goes by fast. They always tell you not to worry about hitting that wall, and once you get past that rookie, everything just starts going by fast. So, yeah, it seems like it's a journey, but it did go by quick.
Up next, accountability. We've heard this word a lot the last couple of weeks, accountability and trust. Give us your perspective on how you hold each other accountable in the locker room, because Gus has said that a lot first, and then I want to ask you about trust.
Okay. Well, when it comes to accountability, we all have to be accountable for our own self first and foremost. We have to handle our job, do our job first, and if we don't do our job, we have to look in the mirror and say, that was my fault, and you have to look to the guy next to you and say, well, that was my fault, I'll make that up, and guys have to trust that you will do that. You know, that's being accountable, because you're that guy that everybody's going to count on, regardless of who you are. You can be second team, third team. You have to be accountable for knowing your job and doing what you have to do day in and day out. And when we get into our locker room, we can be like men and talk about it man to man. And that's the best.
Is there respect there? I mean, because Gus used the term calling each other out. Well, in our popular culture, you know, someone calling someone out is Keyshawn Johnson on ESPN calling someone out.
No.
I mean, you're men. You're grown men. Yeah. There's some young guys in there, too. Yeah. So how does that all play out?
You know,
is there tension?
There's no tension at all, because we have some great veterans on our squad, and we have a lot of great men on our squad that can, you know, we understand that some guys might be young, have an ego, and don't want to listen. But with us right now, it's more so that the guys that are in our locker room, we're helping each other out. We help young guys out. We talk to them about not only football, off-the-field things, you know, financials, things of that nature, so they can come to us as young men and really talk about what it is. And if they can't handle it, we're still going to talk about it, so they can and understand why they need to handle it.
Up next, Monday. Haven't had one of these yet, but Victory Monday. So tell me how different Monday is, Gino, when you walk in the building after a win than after a loss.
You know, it's tough to say, you know, because some people do walk in with a high head and, you know, happy and, you know, joyful. Sometimes some people walk in after a loss and it's kind of down and nobody really wants to talk. But I think in the culture that, you know, Coach Bradley's building, he wants to have that consistent basis of we're going to walk in with a head high. And for the most part, that's what we've been doing. And it's looking great. Every time we come in at the loss, guys can see, like, well, even though we lost, we still won because we can learn something from that loss.
How about if you go to the grocery store? Just the people that say to you, right? You know, I mean, hey, great win, as opposed to what happened? How come you guys lost again? I mean, it's the little things outside of this building that make a Monday really good. You pick your kids up from school and the teacher goes, hey, great win, or hey, when do we win? Right? I mean, it's all that.
It's all that. I had to deal with the same thing at the barbershop and, you know, like grocery stores. And I know a lot of people at the grocery store and I go a lot. So I understand. And the fans, I've talked to a lot of the fans. And most part, the fans are really, they're encouraged. They're seeing the growth, and that's a good thing. When the fans are seeing growth, even though they're upset that we lost, they still see growth, and that's a great thing.
All right, brings us to our final topic, which is human. Sometimes people forget you guys are people, too. you know, we talked about the grocery store kids. You and I are having a normal conversation. But people who are watching, that's Geno Hayes, NFL linebacker. Is it hard to just be a normal person when you're playing professional football?
Me, personally, I don't think it's hard at all. You know, because I picture myself as me just being normal every day, regardless of what my position is and where I'm at in my life. I still see myself as the average man that goes home to take care of his family. I understand that fans, you know, place you on a different pedestal, but me personally, my mind doesn't think like that.
Husband and father first?
Husband, family comes first. That's my motto, and that's what I live by.
You know, you wonder if a kid like Blake Bortles, who's stepping into one of the premium positions in all the sports, right?
Yeah.
And he's a good kid, comes from a good family, Florida kid, just like you. You wonder how hard it will be for him to just be normal.
I think it's good for him. You know, in the quarterback position, it might be a little different, you know, because he has a lot of the pressure, regardless of the situation. A lot of the pressure is going to be on him. But for the most part, when you see him around the building, regardless, he has the same demeanor. It doesn't change day in and day out. He has the same demeanor. If he throws a pick in practice, he's still going to have the same demeanor. I'm not going to be mad about it. I'm not going to be sad about it. I'm not going to be happy about it. But he has the same demeanor, and that's one good character I like about him.
All right. Well, this has been a normal conversation, and I've really enjoyed it.
Always.
Thanks so much, Geno.
No problem.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next week right here in A Few Good Minutes.